out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday, the 5th of July, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting live at radioarian.com. As it's Thursday, of course, we're joined by Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm a little groggy this morning, but don't worry. I'll be my normal, charming self, so don't you worry about it.
Well, I hope you've had a few coffees before you managed to get here today, because we've got a bit of an exciting episode. We've got some hot news, actually. This is an ongoing incident. I recorded a little bit about it yesterday. I spoke a little bit about it yesterday, about how there's been another poisoning in Britain, just within a few miles of the poisoning that went on in Salisbury. There's no link whatsoever to show that it's Russia, but they are already blaming Russia for this. And what we have is two middle-aged people, a couple. One of them, they are saying he was a heroin addict. The other one apparently liked to drink. But both of them have come down with poisoning, Novichok poisoning, which of course is rather bizarre, since Novichok is supposed to be absolutely lethal and kill within seconds. And they're saying that this is possibly, maybe, linked to the batch that killed the Skripals. But that was 4 months ago. 4 months ago. So what are they saying? That this Novichok, it can just survive outside? Maybe somebody just left it in a bin somewhere? Apparently, rain just will wash it away. And the whole point of using it is that it evaporates very quickly and doesn't leave a trace. And it kills people instantly. And I've got two theories about this. No, the first theory is that it could be a drug. It could be that these people bought a drug, a research chemical, and it wasn't what they thought it was. It was something else. And that could be the same as what happened to the Skripals. It may have been a drug that they bought online, and it wasn't actually the drug. It was a chemical weapon or something similar to it, where maybe they were making the research chemical up and they messed the batch up and created something toxic. Now, that's one idea. The second idea, which I think is possibly far more likely, is that there is some kind of mental case that was working at Portland Down, maybe still working there, maybe worked there in the past, that has decided to start assassinating people. You know, like we get these serial killers, these crazies that go out and kill people. Because there's nothing to link these two cases together apart from the area it's happening around Portland Down. In fact, there is far more to link this to Portland Down than there is to link it to Russia at all. And if it is the case that this is some kind of mental person that just likes killing people, then this is going to be enough to take down the May government. So they're going to be doing all they can to ignore any evidence which shows that it's someone from Portland Down, because they want it to be Russia. They're desperate for it to actually be Russia. So this is all very interesting stuff. Matt, I know you've been checking out what RT have had to say about it. What are your thoughts on that and these two theories of mine?
Well, as always, you know, RT does actual journalism. They ask the questions that every journalist would ask, you know, who, what, where, when, why, and how. And one of the biggest questions here is that who benefits? Russia has gotten some great press from the World Cup. Not that I follow that sort of thing, but I've seen pictures of British fans having a blast in Russia, berating the British government for sanctions, British people having a great time there. And then, of course, we have the upcoming summit in Finland with Trump and Putin. And the talk is that they're going to be, you know, a rapprochement there. But this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a the possibility of relieving tensions. So that means that this particular attack is very, very suspicious. There's certainly a motive. We know that there's a means. We know there's obviously opportunity. We know that Portland Down is a chemical research laboratory. And it's, apparently, my theory is this is just British intelligence, or CIA and MI5 or MI6. But to have it so close to a well-known chemical research, firm, and, that's what the Down is very suspicious and bizarre, in fact. And it shows that they're very, very sloppy about it. And of course, RT asks the question, what does Russia have to gain? Which should be any journalist's first question. After all the good press that they've been getting, why in the hell would they do this against two people who have absolutely no connection to anybody or anything? They're, in fact, dispensable. In fact, both Skripal and these two people are completely dispensable. Skripal had been used up and dried up. There's nothing more. These are – it's suspicious even for that reason. And as you said, you took the big talking point, is that this couldn't have been Novichok, because it kills instantly and it kills and it disappears right away. That's what any – nerve agent that an intelligence agency is going to use is going to want. They don't want it to stick around. So it's a really bad story. And as always with the press in Europe and America, they need to believe that most readers are ignorant. And, the first signal that ISIS was a intelligence operation is the name. Anyone who works in Hollywood knows that the S sound and the K sound signal that they're bad guys. The K because it's harsh, the S because it's like a snake. And all bad guy groups in movies have that kind of a name. The ISIS is very, very ominous sounding. Well, so is Novichok. It couldn't be any more Russian sounding. It's got that hard K at the end. So an author or someone writing a screenplay is going to want names like that. And it's a huge... there's a lot of more effective nerve agents out there. But Novichok has that name that just strikes fear into you. There's after the Skripal poisoning, there was absolutely, it was within an hour, the British government had announced that they knew what it was. They knew that this was Novichok, and they knew that this was a Russian hit, and no one knows why exactly. But as always, no one gives a motive, especially today. But the timing here is very, very suspicious. I mean, anyone who has chemical weapons training of any kind whatsoever knows that this is a ridiculous story. That these people would have been dead. They would have been important people. There would have been a Russian motive to do it. And they sure as hell aren't going to do it in the same place, in the same vicinity of a major research laboratory specializing in chemicals, and during a time of great press. It's an absolute nonsense story, but so is the ISIS story. And the people still buy that. So it's, they play on public ignorance. That's what really this is all about.
Well, I think one thing that suggests to me that it probably isn't the intelligence agencies is because it's all happening around Portland Down.
Sloppy. Very sloppy.
If this was to be carried out by them, they would not want it to be anywhere near Portland Down at all. So this sort of says to me that it's somebody that works there. It's some kind of mental case that just wants to test out his latest invention, because it's clearly not Novichok, but it's probably something similar to it, some kind of analog to it. Apparently there are about 30 different varieties of Novichok. It can be liquid, it can be spray, it can be a gas, it can be all sorts of different forms that it has. But they are all absolutely lethal. And what they've said about this case and about the Skripals is that at first they were acting as if they were on drugs. They were hallucinating. Their speech was slurred. I mean, this was a slow, it came on slowly as if it was a drug. I mean, it makes me wonder as if these people didn't think that they were actually taking a drug, but what it was some kind of toxic chemical. I mean, you have got that possibility, especially in this instance where you've got somebody that's apparently a registered heroin addict. That's what they're calling him. I don't know what that actually means, whether he's prescribed heroin, whether he's prescribed methadone or what. But obviously the guy has connections with drugs, possibly he may have ordered some drugs online. I know that they have some pretty potent research chemicals that are active in, you know, in the micrograms. So you could have an overdose on these things. You could have somebody that's selling research chemicals that's actually poisoning people. And it's just that we know about this because of the high profile of these Skripals. I mean, somebody else may be ordering these research chemicals online. They may be taking them and they may just be dying in obscurity and we don't actually hear anything about it. Somebody just goes around the house up one day and finds that they're actually dead or they're comatose. You know, it's just the fact that this is around Portland Down and the Skripals were, one of them was a spy or an ex-spy. So it's drawn attention to it in that way. I mean, we are just speculating here, but at least we're honest and we're saying we are speculating. The British government have got no evidence whatsoever. And once again, they're saying, oh, this has got to be Russia. They're saying, look how terrible Russia looks on the world stage. Look how sloppy Russia are. When they tried to kill their spy, they left the stuff hanging around. And 4 months later, it's now poisoned these two innocent people. I mean, this is just a cock and bull story. And yet we've got the Home Office Minister Sajid Javid, he's attacking Russia. We've got the Securities Minister, he's attacking Russia. Theresa May, she's attacking them. And as you say, why on earth would Russia want to do something like this in the middle of the World Cup? You know, and we really have. We've got British people that are over there that are saying, what is all this nonsense we were told about being frightened of going to Russia? We've been treated wonderfully here. I mean, Russia has put on free travel for anyone with a football ticket, so they can travel all the way across Russia to get to all the football games. That's all been put on free by the Russian state. And they're ensuring that there is no trouble there. Russia doesn't want to look bad. Russia has offered to give as much help as they can to this, but not if from the outset they're going to say, well, Russia is guilty. Now you can come along and help us to find the evidence to prove your guilt. I mean, they are starting out with the verdict already. You know, they're saying, well, you're already guilty, and you can come along if you're going to help us to find evidence to find you are guilty. But if not, we're not interested. And that is exactly the same thing that they did with Syria, with these supposed gassings that took place in Syria. This is why Russia vetoed, you know, the United Nations thing that they did on it, is because it was already, they'd already accepted that Syria were going to be the ones behind it. They weren't actually going to look at the evidence and test it to see where this gas supposedly came from. It was already going to be cut and dried. It's already done. It's Syria that's behind it. They're doing the same now. It's Russia that's behind it. And there is a motive for Britain to be doing something like this, because as you say, there's the Trump-Putin summit that's coming up. So there is a motive for Britain to do something like this, but not to do it in such a, you know, in such a way that's drawing so much attention to Portland Down. I mean, I really hope that this does blow up in Theresa May's face. I mean, it's probably not a nice thing to say, but what happens if, you know, another two people in the area, they go down with it next month or in 6 months' time or in a year's time? I mean, that's the sort of way that these serial killers work, isn't it? You know, they just go after people and they're careful enough so that they don't actually get caught. You know, it really wouldn't surprise me if that's what this is, because there's no way that Russia is going to be killing random people 4 months later or just leaving the murder weapon just lying around somewhere protected. I mean, how could you protect it for 4 months? I mean, they're saying to people, you can go out and just, if you've picked up any strange objects, just wash your hands, put your clothes through the washer, wipe down stuff with a baby wipe. That's all the precautions they're saying people need to take, because this chemical is so likely to dissipate into the atmosphere. It's very strange, Matt. Very, very strange. I really was not expecting this to happen.
I completely agree with you. But you know what? I want you to be right about the serial killer, except that if they're, you know, usually they're very intelligent and there is no motive for the British government to hunt him down. They love the narrative that they have now. This proves without question that there is a state press connection, in fact, almost an identity. Because the press, just simply repeats what they hear without any criticism. Of course, the whole point of journalism is to criticize this kind of thing. So that's very suspicious. I mean, any intelligent person is going to, you know, the British are, look terrible. The British government looks terrible in this case. But, you know, ISIS was sloppy. The Russiagate scandal was sloppy. A lot of what these guys do is really, this sounds like they're not even trying. And it's almost, I know this has been Mike Hoffman's opinion, this has been my opinion, is that if it is intelligence agencies, you know, they're seeing how much they can get away with, that they could make it very obvious. And, you know, the Syria thing was also very sloppy. Why in the hell? I mean, and the same question comes up. There's no motive here. I wrote the very first 9/11 revisionist article ever, that very night, that very afternoon of 9/11, because I was stuck in Washington, D.C. working for the American Free Press, or Spotlight at the time. And the thrust of the article was, they said it was Osama bin Laden within 15 minutes of the second plane hitting the tower. 15 minutes. How in heaven's name could they possibly have known that? I became extremely suspicious at that moment. And of course, the maneuvers that a pilot would have to do to pull that off. And this is the same thing. It doesn't make sense from any point of view except the British point of view. How can they possibly have known it was Osama bin Laden? Well, it's the same sloppiness that they, you know, immediately say, almost immediately, especially in this case, it was immediate. That it's a Russian, you know, in the West, Russia will always be this stranger, this dark foreboding figure. Ever since the Crimean War, the British press and the major banks have been at war with Russia. Probably long before then, but the Crimean War got it started. But these savage Mongols, the so-called Cold War made it worse. And the widespread public ignorance, even amongst intellectuals, in Russian history and politics, makes it really easy for Johnson's Law to take effect here and for people to make up stories. Russians are seen as powerful but unpredictable and non-European, almost, you know, Asiatic. And of course, they're capable of something like this is because of how they are. And that the FSB would be, you know, talk about sloppiness, that a hit like this, you know, leaving traces, just like in the so-called hacking case, that they would be so sloppy as to leave traces of their existing. This is an elite intelligence agency here. You know, they have highly skilled agents. They're really apparently very bad at their job, if this is true. You know, and it seems like, you know, if this is an intelligence operation or a rogue group within intelligence, you know, they really love to push the envelope. How much can we push? I mean, the ISIS thing was so absurd from the beginning. That this group can spring up like mushrooms, you know, with millions of billions of dollars and first class weaponry and military training and their own economy and their own currency and their own newspapers overnight, knowing that intelligence agencies are everywhere in the Middle East and follow everything that anyone remotely tied to a terrorist organization might do. It's absurd. I mean, that was the sloppiest, you know, probably the most sloppy of them all, and so stupid. Not to mention the reporting, you know, the bad, you know, why the bad pictures, the awful Photoshop for a group that's this well off and has so much technology. You know, intelligence agencies, it's almost like they're pushing, you know, they're rubbing your nose in it. See, we'll get the American people to believe any damn thing, the British people to believe anything. Because Russia is this, everything is perception. Russia is this, it conjures up images in the ignorant of almost a monstrous figure that hides, that no one knows anything about. People are scared of the unknown. And, I don't want you to be right only because a lot more people are going to die and this guy will get away with it. Because, you know, there's absolutely no incentive. You know, I mean, if you wanted to be a serial killer in Britain or anywhere in Western Europe, do something that a Russian would do, you know, or have some Russian connection. And you'll get away with it because there will be no investigation into you. It'll be a diplomatic concern. So this guy could be a genius saying, oh, they're going to blame Russia right away if I get my hands on something like this. It actually would be a pretty brilliant thing to do. But it's absolutely absurd.
That's just it, Matt, isn't it? I mean, the British government, they've got no incentive to actually find out who it really was. They can just say, oh, well, it's Russia. We know that it's Russia. because Russia, or not even Russia, because the Soviet Union invented this weapon 20 years ago, it must be Russia. So we're going to expel all these diplomats. And then you get all these other countries saying, well, it must be Russia because Britain told us that it must be Russia. And then we've got Britain saying, well, because of all our liaising with these other countries, we know that it must be Russia. You've got this circular reasoning that is going on here. When really the things that is connecting these two attempted murders is the area where they took place. They both took place on British soil surrounding the Portland Down chemical facility. There's no connection to Russia there. I mean, there's nothing connecting these four people together at all. The one thing that connects them together is the area that they were living in. So I would suggest it's going to be somebody in that area that did this. They've got hundreds of counter-terrorism police that are investigating this. And really, I think it's going to turn out to be some kind of serial killer. I think that makes sense. But just thinking back to when you were talking there about ISIS and when they formed, Matt, at the time, British Muslims were being encouraged to go out and fight in Libya against Gaddafi. And then once Gaddafi was taken down, all the jihadis moved into Syria. And again, British Muslims were being encouraged to go out and fight against Assad. And they were even drawing parallels with when people from Britain went to fight against Franco, which they put across as, oh, this was a just war, this was, and all these brave British people went out there to fight alongside the communists, and how they weren't actually tried for fighting for an enemy when they came back to Britain. None of them were actually taken to court like British people were that went and fought for the Germans in the Second World War. And they were trying to make out that these Muslims that were going over there to fight in Libya and Syria, that they were heroes. And then of course they went on to become the Islamic State, and Russia was telling us that they were committing all these atrocities, and Assad was telling us that they were committing all these atrocities, and the British government was still encouraging Muslims to go over there. And they actually had people that were in the mosques that were offering money, something like £2,000, to go over there and fight in Syria. And I can remember a guy, he's a Jew, Morris 108. And at the time when all this was going on, he was saying about how this is what was going on in the mosques. And he was reporting on this, and he had people on there, Muslims on there, that were saying, yes, we're being encouraged to go over there and fight against Assad, and we're being offered all this money. And the British government was behind that, or as well as turning a blind eye to it and making them out to be heroes. And now they'll say, oh, ISIS are the bad guys. But this is the reason why they're not going after these 3,000 jihadis that we've got in Britain. Is I guess a lot of them probably have evidence to show that they were actually encouraged to go out there by the British government. Because, you know, that's going to cover you if they then try to prosecute you for it, isn't it? You can say, well, I was actually just doing what I was told to do.
No, that's a great comment. This is a reason that, and these are all connected issues. We're actually really not off the topic here. These are all pretty much the same group of people, the same agenda, the same, arrogance. This is how countries with no money and no, national spirit, fight wars. You know, they can't use soldiers, you know, because they simply can't afford it and they'd probably be beaten. And this is what they do. This is like a next generation proxy force. When Slobodan Milosevic was tried, and of course they kept turning his microphone off and everything else, he was beating his cross examiners to a pulp. I mean, he was winning. And the regime learned the lesson. And so no one else, you know, Saddam or Osama or Gaddafi could survive. They had to be killed because we cannot have them in front of a microphone. Milosevic was exposing all kinds of stuff. And when he got very sensitive material, they turned his microphone on. Then they eventually killed him in prison. And I think you're exactly right. I think because if these guys were ever tried, oh, what they could say, the dirty deals that they could talk about, and, you know, the money, you know, Syria had a first class military force. It was Soviet trained. They had a lot of combat experience. That this organization can fight them to a standstill means that, you know, these are mercenaries. These are well-trained, well-organized, well-equipped mercenary. That doesn't come from out of the ground. And it was blatantly obvious. But when you have mass public ignorance, whether it be in the poisoning case or that case, no one really knows anything. People, you know, they know headlines. They read a few words. They have lots of opinions, but no real knowledge. And this is what Johnson's Law is all about. It's absolutely essential to how the regime functions. Because, you know, you have these obscure places, and Russia certainly is obscure to people in the West for some reason. You know, it's really easy to make stuff up because people fear the unknown. But, you know, if this was a serial killer, though, wouldn't he be a lot less sloppy than to have it, you know, this operation right where he works? You figure he would be too smart for this, that he would go take the stuff and bring it somewhere else. I should note that, you know, the Germans got, the BND got, Novichok almost right after it was created by the Soviet Union and sent it to all allied countries. Every NATO country has Novichok because they were trying to come up with nerve agents, antidotes, I mean, to the nerve agent. So this is because they're still parroting this line that, oh, well, no one but Russia has this, so it has to be Russia. And that's simply not true. Now, I don't remember, is Portland Down, is that a military facility or is that a private firm?
It's a military facility. I mean, it's been there since the Second World War. I mean, they tried out anthrax. They got an island off Scotland. I think it's still got anthrax on it. And they just test out chemical weapons there. But I think if you are signed up to the Chemical Weapons Treaty, which Russia are, then when you do discover these new compounds, I mean, they make them available so that everyone else that is part of the Chemical Weapons Treaty can then come up with an antidote. And the Soviet Union made it, when the Soviet Union fell apart, Russia made it quite clear, look, this is what we've got. We've got this Novichok. We're making everybody else in the world aware of it so you can make up your antidotes or what have you. There's 20, 30 various different countries have worked on their own versions of it. It's not that, you know, that this is specific to Russia in any way whatsoever. It's a shared knowledge. Apparently it's fairly simple to make. The problems that comes with it is protecting the person that's making it from dying, from breathing in the fumes. You have to have a very careful setup when you are actually making it, but it's quite simple to make. I mean, a basic organic chemist with 3 years training could apparently make it. It's not a really technically hard thing to do. So that's why I'm saying, you know, at Portland Down, they've got the facilities there. You know, anybody there, the janitor there could have knocked up a batch. You know, the cleaner there could have had a go at doing it. You know, anybody. Anybody there could have had a go at doing it. And yet they're not investigating that at all. All they are pushing is it must be Russia and we don't know anything until Russia comes forward and tells us how they did it. That's their logic.
Yeah, they're pushing them away from the investigation and then claiming that they're being obstructionist. And what you said a little while ago was the best point of this show, that, you know, they start believing their own crap. You know, Scotland Yard or MI6 says, oh, this is definitely Russia. So other countries say, oh, well, the intelligence agency said that. I mean, they would know, right? And then the press says it. I mean, of course, that's the most reliable source. And no one asks a simple question. So it becomes a circular reasoning all the time. It takes on a life of its own. It's really what a myth is. So, or an urban legend is. But if Russia, I mean, the simple question to be asked is if Russia's going to pull something like this off, they're not going to use one of their own chemicals. And they're going to do a better job of it. I mean, how incompetent are these people? They're being accused of poisoning and being really bad at it at the same time. You know, it's such an absurd thing. I don't know how many people really buy it. But I suppose if you just read headlines, like I think a lot of people do, they would. Well, of course. You know, Russia isn't going to use their own weapon, their own chemical and something like this. The whole thing is that the tiniest, most cursory analysis, the whole thing falls to pieces.
You know what it reminds me of? Julian Assange, he released some information a year or so back, and it was about the CIA's ability to hack into other computers and then make it appear as if it was somebody else that was actually doing the hacking. And then you've got all these accusations. Well, Russia did all this hacking. Look, because it's written in Russian, so it must be them. Well, if Russia was actually going to have been doing this hacking, they'd have been using that same technology that Julian Assange put out there, and they would have made it look like it was another country that did that. they're not that stupid. And it's the same here. Well, it must be Russia because it was an ex-Russian spy that got attacked. And never mind the fact that these two other people are nothing whatsoever to do with Russia. It must be them because they're that sloppy because they did the first one. You know, it just doesn't stand up to scrutiny. And I do worry that they're not actually going to catch the real person behind this because they're just
dead set on Russia. That's why I want you to be wrong. I really want you to be wrong for that very reason.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens, Matt. And, if we're right, or if I'm right and it does turn out to be a serial killer, then we've got a record of us discussing it today. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory. We'll be right back.